Blackstone Audio presents The Feast of Roses by Indu Sundaresan. For my husband Uday, for quite simply everything. The mask is off, the charm is wrought, and Salim to his heart has caught his Noor Mahal, his harem's light. And well do vanished frowns enhance the charm of every brightened glance. And dearer seems each dawning smile for having lost its light awhile. And happier now, for all her sighs, as on his arm her head reposes, she whispers him with laughing eyes, "Remember, love, the Feast of Roses." Thomas More, Lalla Rookh. Chapter 1. Nature had endowed her with a quick understanding, a piercing intellect, a versatile temper, sound common sense. Education had developed the gifts of nature in no common degree. She was versed in Persian literature and composed verses limpid and flowing, which assisted her in capturing the heart of her husband. Beni Prasad, History of Jahangir. The months of June and July passed. The monsoons were tardy this year. The nights hinted rain constantly, with an aroma in the air, a cooling on the skin, soundless lightning across skies. But when morning came, the sun rose strong again, mocking Agra and its inhabitants. And the days crawled by brazenly hot, when every breath was an effort, every movement a struggle, every night sweat-stewed. In temples, incantations were offered. The muezzins called the faithful to prayers, their voices melodious and pleading, and the bells of the Jesuit churches chimed. But the gods...